Castle Square with Belvedere on the Sea. The toponymy originated around 40 years ago, because where the square is located today, there used to be a hill until 1981. The hill was 34 meters high and housed the castle of the feudal lord of Badolato. At the top, the foundation was still preserved, and there were ruins of walls at the base. Along the circumference, remnants of the protective enclosure. The decision to demolish the hill was made by the municipal administration and all other political forces. In its place, a square was built in the year 1980-1981, which was dismantled by other administrators after a few years to create a new one, with different structural features. The second square was also never completed, and it was dismantled in 2001, to be rebuilt with very different characteristics from the previous one. The current square remains as it was originally, and appears to meet the needs of a welcoming and functional square, thus expected to have a long lifespan. A piece of wall from the castle still remains, occupying the base of a small hill on the north side, although it is no longer recognizable due to modification for new purposes. Significant elements include its considerable thickness and a double grate, both inside and outside, made from round iron, not welded, but intertwined. That corner of the castle was originally the guards' room, later became a local jail, and for the years served as a carpenter's workshop. Piazza Castello, which somehow also includes Piazza Fosso, is now the nerve center of many cultural and various events that take place in the village, especially during the summer. For the enjoyment of a few residents of Badolato Borgo, the foreign who have bought houses here, and the many people who come from Badolato Marina and other towns. In the southern-facing area of Piazza Castello, there is an enlarged space that appropriately raised above the level of the square. It can be considered a separate corner. Here, on April 25, 2019, the municipal administration plays a commemorative plaque honoring Carmelina Amato, a staunch fighter who even endured imprisonment for the redemption of the proletariat during a public event. From the Belvedere, the view extends from the ruins of Destro to the Church of Providence, the sea, Santa Caterina, and the provincial road that connects the town to Badolato. In the foreground, there is the ruin of Giambartolo's Casino, where on September 9th, 1943, an Italian artillery post fired the last cannon shot at the enemy allies who were advancing along the Ionian coast, chasing the Germans who were fleeing and destroying as they could. The casino was also the lively and determined headquarters of the struggle of the Badolato workers' movement for the realization of a connecting road with the mountain, Serra San Bruno and the Tyrrhenian Sea. This was known as the reverse strike and lasted from October 1950 to January 1951.